Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. Sam Crowley, how you doing? How you doing? Host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. Great to be with you. August 19th, 2015. After the best show ever. Was in Columbus, Ohio last night at the One Direction concert. Are you judging me? For real? Are you saying just because I'm 47 years old, I can't go to a 1D concert? Come on, man. Nobody can drag me down. Rolled in the Crowley compound at 2 a.m. Just a little while ago, actually. Woke up. Kids' first day of school was today. Now we have a fifth grader, sixth grader, and a high schooler. Are you kidding me? Seriously. Oh, and don't forget, our miracle baby turned 1 2 days ago. I mean, we got a lot to talk about this week. But let me tell you something right now. I got a high schooler. What, are you kidding me? Is that a bad joke or something? I'm not old enough to have a high schooler. All three went off to school today. Baby Susan now gets our undivided attention. And I ran 7 miles. So there you go. It's all about me right now in the first 30 seconds of the show. Because if I didn't get up and run 7 miles after having a couple Bud Lights at the One Direction concert, P.S. to the 14-year-old kid sitting behind me, boy, screaming like a banshee in my ear all night, I'm going to remember you, kid. And if I ever see you again, I'm going to inflict a little bit of harm. When you're 18, of course, because then it'll be legal. Hey, check it out, man. Great stuff going on. I hope you're having an amazing day. I hope you woke up on the right side of the ground. You know you did. You couldn't listen to this show. I hope you're in a state of gratitude right now, giving thanks to just everything that's going on, the challenges, the adversity, the people that are judging you, the naysayers, the haters, everybody out there saying, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are going after this thing that you've been talking about? Don't you know that nobody else has been able to do that thing? Well, hey, you know what? When you tell people, hey, how's that thing going? Say, hey, my thing's doing great. How's your thing? You know, we're fired up today, man. Being an entrepreneur ain't easy. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but we all told you it was going to be worth it. You want to go get a job? Is that what you want to do? You want to go get a job? You want to go punch that clock and talk to Mr. and Mrs. Supervisor and get your 5% raise at the end of the year and go back in your little cubicle with the mac and cheese rolling down your face out of the microwave because that's all the time you got is to eat your lunch? I never envisioned, and maybe this, you call me crazy, man. I thought a dish of food, a lunch, a dinner, a breakfast, I thought it was supposed to be savored. Like, I imagine, you know, when these types of situations were created, like the restaurant scene, for example. Have you ever gone to a restaurant where you walk in and there's 40 or 50 cubicles, okay? And like, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, nice to have you. Would you like a seat in this cubicle or a seat in that cubicle? This one? Okay, great. Well, Joey, show them the cubicle on the right, please. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson are here now. Yours is here, over here. And then you sit across from Mr. over here, Mrs., in your little cubicle. And we have choices tonight, our reheated spaghetti and meatballs. We have two-day leftover pizza, and we have Velveeta microwave. 3.5 minutes. We'll add the water for you. And we have no napkins, and you sit there, and we're going to give you water out of the faucet. Okay? Now, I don't envision that that's how we're supposed to be dining, but yet that's what we do. Most people do. 71% of the people here in the United States do it, meaning go to a place that they absolutely hate. And they have the mac and cheese going down their face, the two-day leftover pizza. Why is that, man? I mean, look, first of all, let me just rewind the clock. I got a lot to talk about today, so I hope you don't mind. By the way, let me also do this station identification. You're listening to a loose cannon. You're listening to a guy whose mind is akin to ripping up all the pages in a dictionary and just throwing it in the air. Okay? So wherever the pages land, they land, and I'm scooping them up and I'm repeating them back to you. All right? So that's kind of how we roll here on the Everyday Saturday podcast. So if you're working out at the gym, if you're doing chores around the house, if you're mowing the lawn, or if you're just kind of chilling like a villain in front of the iMac, that's fine too. Whatever it is, wherever you are, I'm glad to be with you. But just understand, we got no format because for 15 years in the JOB, the journey of the broke, just out of bed, just over broke, I was told where to go, what to be, what to say, who to hang out with, what to think. Did I already say that twice? Boy, that dictionary metaphor was awesome, wasn't it? Just ripping all the pages up. That's who I am. It's what I do. Why? Because I was a caged animal for so long. And if you're in a job right now that you don't like, you're that same person. You know you've got greatness inside of you. You know you got a destiny, but you're hanging around all these individuals. Hanging around all these individuals that are bringing you down. Right? It's time to fly, man. It's time to get going. Nobody says it's going to be easy. It ain't easy, but boy, is it fun. You know? I mean, you got to create memories. Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk the rest of this particular podcast. Don't worry, this ain't the last one for today, man. No. I got way too much to talk about this week. Our baby girl, seriously, turned one? What? Born at 1 pound, 24 weeks, given no chance to live? Yeah, we'll be talking about that a little bit today, too. Create memories, would you please? Stop trying to create money. You know, I need another, I got to get another 10 grand and, you know. No, you don't. You know what you need? You need memories with your kids, with your family, with your loved ones, with your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend, whoever it is. Aunts, uncles, grandparents, create memories, man. What are you going to send? Hey, send me a Christmas card this year and show me your bank statement. That's exciting. That's sexy. Nothing says happy holidays like your bank statement being reconciled and sending that to somebody in a Christmas card. Get out of here. Why don't you go create some memories? You know, I ended up at the One Direction concert last night because I went on StubHub yesterday about 2:30 in the afternoon. The concert was in Columbus, Ohio. I live outside Cincinnati. I'm an hour and 45 minutes away. Pretty much 3 hours in that ridiculous traffic yesterday. Bought two tickets, and we're off and running, man. My daughter, Madeline, and I. Madeline's 14. She's been following One Direction for 5 years. She's, you know, freaked out about them. It was awesome. She met her friends up there. They had a great time. She actually sat on the floor. Yours truly sat by himself up in a little bit up above the floor. Great seats, though. I actually had a great time, man, dancing in the aisles. I think the kids were shocked that I knew the words to four songs. But created memory. Just another memory. Same thing when I brought Madeline to Ariana Grande back in March. We drove to Cleveland for her birthday, her 14th birthday. We stayed a night in a hotel. We made a big deal about it, went to dinner together. Those are father-daughter memories. You know what? I don't have any memories of me and my dad. I got none. Met the guy first time, really, 3 years ago in Annapolis, Maryland, and had a cup of coffee with him and hung out for a couple hours. That's it. Never remembered a guy who left when I was 3 months old. My mom raised 8 of us by herself. And, you know, look, first of all, I'm not going all Dr. Phil on anybody and trying to get into some psychotherapy, but if you really want to know what drives me, it's probably the same thing that drives you. Making memories, but the difference is I'm actually doing it. And if you're not doing it, it's real easy to do. You just make a decision. Yesterday, I'm hanging out at the computer. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I'm not doing any more work. We're going to Columbus. It's a beautiful night, 80 degrees outside. There's a concert going on. My daughter's favorite group. We're going. And we're going to rock it out, man. And it was an amazing memories. Watching my daughter dance at all the songs and have the time crying. Oh, seriously, crying? I don't know about that. I don't know if I've ever cried at a concert. Maybe when New Edition came out 3 years ago for their 30th anniversary tour and I'd never seen them in concert. Maybe I shed a tear there. Or maybe it was the Bud Lights talking then too. I can't keep it all straight. But anyway, creating memories with people that you love, it doesn't cost any money. You just got to make a decision. Oh, but Sam, I can't get off work. Oh, but Sam, the concert tickets were $100 a piece. Seriously? Seriously. First of all, let me get you straight there, Jack. You can get off work anytime you want. You just say this instead. It's just not a priority. My kids aren't a priority. My wife's not a priority. My husband's not a priority. Creating memories are not a priority. My health isn't a priority. My bank account isn't a priority. Stop making excuses because I ain't buying them. Now, your broke friends are buying them all day long. They're buying everything you're selling. Why? Because they're playing the same game. You're all playing the same blame game. And inside the word blame is lame. And once you get clear with that, you'll stop making excuses. But until you're unclear about that, you'll continue to tell anybody who wants to hear why the deck is stacked against you. The deck isn't stacked against you. You know who the deck is stacked against? The individual who's got 30 days to live. The girl right now in Children's Hospital who's got no hair going to her 15th chemo treatment. Okay? The deck ain't stacked against you. Your mind is all messed up, and you're selling some ungodly story about why you can't do what it is that you need to get done. You're overweight. Face it, man. Take your clothes off. Do a 360 in front of the mirror. Look at every nook and cranny. Look at all the skin folds and get pissed off and say, hey, man, I'm getting into best shape of my life. Or don't. Get back on the couch. Throw the oversized sweatshirt on. Get the sweatpants that the elastic's all ripped out on so it feels more comfortable. Grab the Doritos, the remote, and a 2-liter bottle of 7-Up, and don't bother anybody, all right? Don't bring that crap around anybody that's successful or healthy because they don't want to hear it. Successful people don't hang around other people that are going to bring them down. You wonder why I keep saying that, down? It's because One Direction's dragged me down. If you don't know the song, go to iTunes. You can get a sampling of it. It's a great song. It just came out. Listen, create memories, would you please? Stop selling yourself some stupid story that nobody else is buying but you and the broke people around you. That's no fun. You could take off work. You can find $100 for a ticket. You find $5-$10 for cigarettes, don't you? How's that smartphone bill going every month for a couple $100? All right? Look, I know. You're not going to BS me because I know my own tenants didn't rent for me. I can't pay the rent this month, Sam. Oh, really? How's that smartphone going? You got that data? What's your data plan up to now? 25 gigs so you can stream audios all day, but you can't pay the rent. Now, here's what the deal is. You don't have a priority system set up. So why don't we get that straight? And by the way, it's a $25 late fee for the rent being late. Okay? Now, difference is, 80-year-old lady, Sam, I can't pay the rent. Great. You live free as long as you want to, ma'am, because you've paid your debt to society, and I know your times are tough. I've given people, I had a guy go 16 months one time. Why? Because he's a Vietnam vet. He wasn't mentally in probably the greatest place to be in the world. He was very challenged. He didn't sleep very well at night. He couldn't function, and he was going to be homeless. I said, hey, man, his name's John. John, as long as you need, buddy. 16 months. You know what? He paid me back every dime. His son did one night. Met me and said, I can't thank you enough for what you did for my dad. Nobody ever does that stuff. I go, hey, truth be told, I gladly take your money, but you didn't have to, man. You know, there's always people out there who need a hand up, okay? But don't look for handouts when you're perfectly healthy, or at least you can be. And also do this. Let's end this show. I'm going to come back with another one. I want to talk about the miracle of life and some really great inspiration that happened earlier this week. But just go out and create some memories, man. You know, don't make excuses. Say, it's a priority now in my life. Just say it. Just own it, you know? Because if you want to really raise your game, you're going to have to start hanging around some more successful people than you are. And you're going to have to. I mean, you're going to have to get good at transformation. All right? Are we cool? Are we cool? Speaking of transformation, I'm going on fumes, a couple hours sleep, 7 miles, though. Big banana mixer shake in the Vitamix with almond milk. Feeling like a rock star, man. Got my gallon of water. I may even scope the next podcast. Are you following me at Periscope? At Sam Crowley. If not, get on out there, man. Fire up the scope every now and again and connect with the rock star that you are. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.